My name is Brad Taylor, and I am a retired school teacher, and now I have immersed myself into my own jewelry business called Horncliffe Silversmithing, and I am doing original silver jewelry. I've always loved working with my hands in a three-dimensional medium, and silver allows me to do that, to pound, bend, shape, form pieces of silver into not only wearable art, but also images that represent nature around us. I believe that mainly what I'm doing is I'm playing with design, playing with line, playing with shape and form, and almost all of my material comes from the surroundings in Southeast Alaska. I love working with fish. I love working with specifically salmon, halibut, yellow eye, red snapper. I like any type of salmon. Also, any type of wildlife such as bears and deer, that kind of thing.
My name is Tanisa Young, and I do watercolors. I just try to paint things that are things that I like to look at or see around, usually with light on them or water, things from my mother's garden or from out in the muskegs, things that we see every day, things that we love.
This must be Heidi Lee, I see, who's getting one of her dancers ready for Norway Festival, which, of course, is very appropriate for this week. Describe it for me. You definitely have the light in that one.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, actually, this is one of the dancers was going into a wedding, and they were going to be dancing for a wedding, and Heidi is just pinning her brooch onto her neck there. And I just love the way the sun was hitting on her hair and her dress and both of them. It was just a very nice moment. But, Heidi's amazing to put up with all those kids.
This piece that I'm holding here is a halibut design bangle bracelet, cuff bracelet. And I've got a buoy that is represented by a green emerald, and the surface is the top of the bracelet is the surface of the wave, and I've got long line coming down and going across the bottom, and a halibut off of the line, and it's two pieces of silver that are sweat soldered together. The top piece is cut, pierced, and soldered onto the solid background. And then the inside is all hand engraved and oxidized for a contrast.
These raspberries were in my mom's garden, and I just love standing in the middle of a garden and just, you pick that berry, that sun-ripe berry, and pop it in your mouth nice and warm, and that essence is just, it just was captured in this photograph. And so I went ahead and painted it, hoping that that would come across to whoever saw it.
And then the cabin over here?
That's the schoolhouse at Point Agassiz. There's a lot of people that live here in Petersburg that grew up knowing this particular building and actually went to school there. And I just love the reflections in the water of the little thing in the little lagoon there in front of it. It just really made a neat photograph and a great painting.
I think that most of the joy for me is actually working with the silver in cutting and forming and sweat soldering and doing all of that. And then when it's finally done, I'm glad that I've completed the bracelet, but it's like, the process is over, and the process is such a part of me that I love the process of actually making the jewelry itself.